morning. Sorry if I'm a few minutes late. 1081, I thought maybe Senator Greenfield would be here. He's going to take it in the Senate. But let me just explain. I'm sure he's busy with appropriations.
Would you identify yourself, Representative Madsen?
Thank you, Senator Whiting. We were busy in House Judiciary just a few minutes ago. For the record, Chris Madsen, State Representative, District 31. I'm prime House sponsor of House Bill 1081. 1081 is really a pretty simple bill. It's just this, and let me try and explain the background of it. A couple of years ago, the legislature decided that for underage drinking offenses, that is for minor consumption, minor possession of alcohol, as well as the kids who are between 18 and 21, we call that underage possession or underage consumption, that there would be some mandatory driver's license consequences associated with those charges. Also, from the outset, I want to point out that as far as the people who are 18 to 21, that offense, underage consumption or underage possession of alcohol, is a Class 2 misdemeanor. And when we're talking about that, we're talking about people who are over the age of 18 and are therefore subject to a maximum penalty of 30 days in the county jail and or a $200 fine. We're concerned in 1081 only with the driver's license consequences. Current state law indicates that a person who is convicted for the first time of underage consumption or possession shall have their driver's license suspended for a period of 30 days. And as you can see on the first page of 1081, the current state law allows the court in its discretion to grant a work or a school permit so the person can drive for some legitimate reason as the court sees fit during that 30-day suspension. On a second offense, underage consumption or underage possession, the court must suspend the driver's license for at least 60 days, not to exceed 1 year. So the court has some latitude there. But what the court cannot do on a second or subsequent offense situation is grant a work permit, because the language that authorizes the court in its discretion to give a worker a school permit for a first offense does not appear in the second offense part of the statute. House Bill 1081 adds that to the statute. So in other words, if a person's convicted a second time, and quite frankly, the reason for the bill is because there's all kinds of people who get into trouble with these. If a person's convicted that second time, you might be talking about a person who's 20 or 20 and a half years old, or maybe in a situation where that person is driving to work to pay for college, or maybe driving to work to pay for a family or working to support his or herself and him or herself. So there's all kinds of situations, and I think what this says is it gives the judges the latitude to address those situations and take care of what could be some very unfair results. Just right up front, I want to handle some of the criticisms that I've heard about the bill, and I know that Commerce is here and they're going to testify against it, and there's an issue that we're being seen by dealing with this issue that we're being too soft on underage drinking. Well, if you've read 1122, you know I'm certainly no fan of illegal drinking, but really what we're doing is addressing a fairness issue, and I asked the committee to keep in mind that we're talking about crimes, and when we're talking about the little Johnny or the little Susie who is making his or her third or fourth trip in front of a judge for a drinking violation, that judge has a lot more in terms of tools on the judicial tool belt than just taking a driver's license away. There's a possibility of jail time, there's a possibility of fines, there's a possibility that time can be suspended from jail on the condition that the defendant have to get an alcohol evaluation and follow through on the recommendations of the counselor. So there's all kinds of things to address the issue that aren't necessarily seen as getting soft on underage drinking. Just one other thing to point out, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, is that House Bill 1081 does not deal and has no bearing, at least as far as I can tell, on the issues of an underage person who is consuming or has consumed or who is in possession of alcohol while they're driving a motor vehicle. We've got different statutes that cover those specific instances. We're talking about just the kids busted at the beer party, the kids busted at a house party, the kid in the back seat of the car who never was driving. That's what 1081 addresses. I will remain here, and if the committee has any questions, I would be more than happy to answer them.
Are there any questions for Representative Madsen? Any questions? If not, thank you very much, Representative Madsen. Any further proponents of House Bill 1081? Any further proponents? Any further proponents? If not, are there any opponents to House Bill 1081?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Cindy Gerber. I'm the Director of Driver Licensing. We oppose this bill because current law already allows these types of permits on first offense, allowing work and school permits on second offense, underage purchase, possession, and consumption weakens laws regarding underage drinking. This bill actually deals with two different types of situations. It also deals with those that are providing or selling alcohol to a minor. Store clerks need to be held accountable for selling or providing to minors. Anyone that is providing alcohol to a minor is contributing to this problem of underage drinking. They should not get an opportunity for a work or school permit more than one time. The second situation is the person who is under 21 and who is formally charged with and adjudicated or convicted of underage purchase, possession, or consumption of alcohol. Underage drinking is illegal, and it is a problem that needs to be addressed. There were lots of convictions for underage purchase, possession, consumption last year, almost 8,000. This bill does allow the judge discretion to issue a work or school permit when a person has been convicted or adjudicated for second or subsequent times of underage purchase, possession, consumption, and you have heard that the courts need discretion. Let me just say that state's attorneys and judges already do have some discretion and some options available to them. They can utilize diversion programs that are available in every county for alcohol offenses for individuals under 21. This diversion program can be used by state's attorneys and judges in lieu of a formal adjudication or conviction. If there is no adjudication or conviction, the person doesn't have their license suspended. I will briefly describe some of the programs that are available. But Gib Sudbeck, who is the director of the Division of Alcohol and Drug Abuse, is here. So if you have any questions regarding the programs, if you would direct those to him, that would be appreciated. There are two levels of diversion programs available for individuals under 18, and there is an additional program available for those between 18 and 21. What this means is that a person can avoid a formal adjudication or conviction two or possibly even three times before the driver license is suspended. By the time a driver license is suspended a second time as a result of an adjudication or conviction for underage purchase, possession, or consumption of alcohol, which is what this bill is referring to, it could in reality be a third or fourth alcohol offense. How many chances should be given? One time may be a mistake. Second and third offenses may be alcohol abuse, which needs to be addressed. If a person can continue to have their license suspended for these types of violations, but continues to get permits to drive for second and subsequent times, meaning a third, a fourth, a fifth, what is the incentive to stop the underage drinking? Please oppose this bill and send the message that underage drinking is a serious problem that needs to be dealt with. The different programs that are in place, there is some discretion that's available for use by the counties. Thank you.
Are there any questions for the witness? Any questions? Thank you very much. Are there any further opponents of House Bill 1081? Any further opponents? There are no further opponents. If there are no opponents, we will close to testimony and open to committee motion and discussion. Do we have a motion? Senator Moore. I have a due pass motion. Is there a second? It's been seconded by Bogue. Is there discussion of the motion? Senator Koskin.
Mr. Chairman, I have substitute motion to defer to the 36th legislative day.
Do we have a second to that motion? Is there a second? Well, that motion dies for lack of a second. Then we'll revert to, yes. Senator Koskin.
Comments. Mr. Chairman, I can tell where the bill is going out, but I do not understand the message we're sending from here. this is something that in our society is not being accepted anymore. We are not doing a favor to the young people by giving them the opportunity to drink after they've had been through the court system, already had a conviction, and now second or third time they're going back into the court. They know the rules. We're not doing them any favors. If you look at 77 deaths in South Dakota alcohol related, 22 of them were second offense. Who are we helping? Every one of us knows the situations where a kid has been I don't know if everybody has, but at least a lot of us are aware of children, young people that have been through this circumstance, and they learn the system, and they know that a driving license for work or for school means a driving license. And that's what you're giving them, because there's no enforcement. Law enforcement can't tell who's if they got a work permit or a regular license unless they stop them. Quite a few years ago, we had the bill on the floor that we were going to get tough on crime, and I can remember, and I started explaining it the other day when Jerry Lammers helped me out on the bill, and he says, is this an inconvenience and we weren't talking juvenile at that time, but adult, second offense, that we're going to give them the car? Just think about the inconvenience of a family trying to live in a situation without a father or a mother that's been killed because somebody drinking. Drinking and driving isn't necessary. It's not to be tolerated. It's an inconvenience if they can't drive, yes, but so is inconvenience of a lost child. It's just not worth it. I'd hope you defeat the vote. Motion do pass.
Is there any further comments, Senator Moore?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, Senator Koskinen and I can appreciate comments you've made, but I don't believe this bill says that you can be in physical control of a motor vehicle. This doesn't address being in physical control of a motor vehicle. This bill addresses those individuals who may have been at a party and had consumed a beer. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that the provision set forth in law that address having consumed and being in physical control of a car are still in place. This does not address that. I've always had a problem with this tiered system that we have in South Dakota. The fact that you're emancipated when you're 18, but they treat you like a juvenile. These kids, 18, 19, 20 years old, quite honestly, they're kind of in limbo. They can't hang around with high school kids. They can't hang around with their older friends, but maybe they do. But the point is this: I think we're much too severe on those individuals who are emancipated and may be working full-time for a living. And now we're telling them, well, you're nothing more than a juvenile, although you're emancipated and you're making your own living. I don't think we've been fair to them. What we've done is we've said, with provisions and law as they are now, is you can't consume a beer even though you're emancipated. You could be married. You can't consume a beer without losing your driver's license. I think we need to keep this in perspective. This does not speak to physical control of an automobile, and that's the whole issue here. We're not going to make it easy on those individuals who do drive or have physical control after they've consumed. We're not making it any easier on them. This bill does not do that.
Senator Koskinen.
Senator, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Moore, you are correct, but it is illegal. And the cases you talk about are there, and they're few. And the judge would consider that. I honestly believe the judge would consider those cases. And there is the diversion program, if he wants to allow that. But you're allowing people, young people, that know what the law is. It's not somebody first time. This is second, third, and probably more after that know the law. It's illegal. If you want to change that, bring a bill. But the law says they can't drink under age. Period. They know that.
So further discussion. Further discussion. If not, we'll proceed to vote. Secretary will call the roll.
Pogue.
Aye.
DeHewitt.
Aye.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Koskin.
No.
Moore.
Aye.
Dugard.
Aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
6 yeas, 1 nay.
House Bill 1081 goes out with a due pass recommendation.